jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, hi, children. Sure do sound like Christmas when folks come in to singing jingle bells, don't it? And it is Christmas time, too, mighty nigh. It sure is. And I bet everybody around your house is a-hustling and a-bustling with the Christmas shopping. If they ain't, they better be. Because Christmas going to be on us before we knows it now. And it can't get you too soon to suit me. How about you chilling? Come on, Christmas. Oh, and while we're talking about Christmas, it reminds me of a story, chilling. The story about Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Bear and the big snow. Would you like to hear about it? All right, chilling. But first, how about some music? Just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillens like, music and songs and stories. And here we go with the story of Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Bear and the big snow. Now, of course, every fall, Br'er Bear, he got to go to his house and lay down and sleep through the whole winter. Because Br'er Bear, he don't like the snow and the ice and the cold. But Br'er Rabbit, he don't hardly ever sleep, chillen, because he likes to run and play too much. And especially do he likes to run and play when there's snow on the ground. And when it come the day of the big snow, Br'er Rabbit run out to play in it. And he was a-saying,
"Atcha do, doggone, just look at the snow. This is the biggest snow we has had the whole winter. And it sure is fun playing in the snow. Snow, 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 all over everywhere, the snow. Man, I sure do wish I had somebody to play with. I sure do wish I had somebody to play with. Uh-oh, there's the cave over there where Br'er Bear lives. I expect he's asleep. He sleep all winter long, he sure is asleep ahead. I got a good mind to go there and knock on the door and tell him the spring is here, though. Boy, if he thought the spring was outside, he wouldn't be sleeping a minute. He'd jump up and come out and play, that's what he would. And then I'd have somebody to play with. Yes, sir, that's what I gonna do. I gonna knock on the door and tell him it's spring instead of the dead of winter. And then I will have somebody to play with. So here I go."
Bell chillin'. Br'er Rabbit go over and he knock on the door. And he knock and he knock. And finally, Br'er Bear woke up, and he say,
"Who is that out there this time of winter knocking on my door?"
And Br'er Rabbit, he say,
"It's me, little Br'er Rabbit, Br'er Bear. Come on, get up. Come on out and play. It's spring outside."
Spring? What I'm getting at, you mean it's spring outside already?
Sure is. Come on out and play with me. I ain't got nobody to play with.
I really don't feel like spring in here, because I feel cold like the middle of the winter in the cave.
That's because it's damp and cold in the cave. Come on outside, it's warm.
As you show, what I'm getting at is that it's spring out there, that is.
Sure it's spring. Come on, Br'er Bear, get up.
Okay. Come on inside and wait for me to dress, and I will be right with you.
Okay, Br'er Bear, coming in, coming in.
And with that, little Br'er Rabbit opened the door and hippy-hop inside. And he was a-laughing to himself about the joke he done played on Br'er Bear. And what Br'er Bear would say when he find out that Br'er Rabbit done got him up in the middle of the winter instead of the spring. And Br'er Rabbit was smiling when he walked over to Br'er Bear's bed. And he say,
"Come on, get up, the grass is green, the flowers is blooming, everything."
And then Br'er Bear look at Br'er Rabbit. And he say,
"Oh, you big storyteller. What I'm getting at is, oh, ain't you ashamed of yourself to come in here and tell me such a whopper? What I mean is a whopper, too, what I'm getting at is. You bad, bad rabbit, you, I mean."
And with that, Br'er Bear turned over on his side and started back to sleep. And Br'er Rabbit, he say,
"How in the world did he know I was telling him a story? Of course, I is ashamed of myself for telling a story. But how in the world did he know? Hey, Br'er Bear, come on, wake up, Br'er Bear, one more time. Wake up and tell me how come you knowed I was telling the story."
And Br'er Bear opened his eye one more time. And he looked at Br'er Rabbit and he say,
"Because you is still a little rabbit. That's how I know you. I know you telling a story. You is still a little rabbit. And you was born in the fall. If it was spring, you would be a big rabbit. But you are still a little rabbit, but therefore it can't be spring, because you were born in the fall, and you won't be big till spring gets here, and you're still little. I'm going to excuse me, I'm going back to sleep, and goodbye." I'll see you next spring, when you is a big rabbit and has learned not to tell stories.
And little Br'er Rabbit had to leave, children, by himself, and go out and play in the snow by himself. Mm-hmm. So you see, children, like most little folks with size to tell stories, you can't fool people. Mm-mm. Trying to fool people with something that ain't so is a mighty hard way to get playmates. And that's the truth. It sure is. Now, how about some music? Hmm? All right, chillin', just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles, too. By the way, did y'all get the riddle I left with you the last sentence? Hmm? What foot does you take off the floor just before going to bed on Christmas Eve? Could you get it? That's right, chillin', your left foot. Because even if it were your right foot, it would still be your left foot, because the last foot that you take off the floor is the one that's left, ain't it? Oh, and here a riddle that I want to leave with y'all to see can you get twixt between there and the next business. Now, here we go. What is it that a daddy reindeer got that the mama reindeer ain't got? See, can y'all get that riddle, chillin'? And now, before Sleepy say bye-bye, he had a little thought that he wants to leave with his chillin'. Let's sing a song of Christmas time when chillin's hearts are gay and dream about old Santa Claus a-flying on his way. And now, bye-bye, chillin'. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.